Good morning again, and welcome to this celebration of the Eucharist, a wonderful opportunity given to us daily, as far as is possible for us, to spend a little time with the Lord and celebrate the Eucharist that He has given us. And so, my brothers and sisters, the Word of God has come to us today. And let us take something from it. Now, as we begin to celebrate the ordinary weeks and Sundays of the year, now you will notice that the readings have become different. And so we are not listening to the story of the resurrection and what happened after the resurrection of Jesus. We're not listening now to the coming of the Holy Spirit. We are listening now to the teachings of Jesus. And He's going to continue to teach us. And we're going to receive His teachings by the action of the Holy Spirit that has come to us. And so, my brothers and sisters, from today's reading, we ask ourselves and say, have you ever wondered sometimes and even asked yourself, who am I? Do I make any difference anymore to anybody? And sometimes you question your relevance in life. How relevant am I still in life? Now that should be a question that we should continue to ask ourselves. Well, the readings today are saying, you matter. We matter. We are the salt and the light of the world. Now, although we are usually asked to cut back on salt intake, our bodies actually need some salt for our health. Have you ever tried to eat food that has no salt? It tastes blah. But I like to eat food without salt sometimes. You know how some people like to eat soup, you know, and you prepare it yourself. Try to do it once in a while. Don't put salt in it. And so if you cut up all those carrots and all those cucumbers and all those onions and so on, and you make a nice soup that has not any added salt in it, and then you try to enjoy it, it's not going to taste like soup with salt in it, but it's different, but it's very healthy. And so, it's talking about salt, we're being told about salt. You know, it gives taste to food. And so, and Jesus is saying, you are the salt of the earth. And so, do you know, there is a special place in your tongue, you know, that enables us to taste salt fully. It gives you that taste that you need on your tongue. And so we are made that way. Now, there is a place in you that the Spirit of God operates from, and that is your heart, and that is your soul. You have it. It is in you. And so it's up to you to always be aware that you have it in you. And that the Spirit of God is in you. And it's up to you to use it now to put taste to the food that people eat. And so if we are salt, then just as salt can help transmit nerve impulses throughout our bodies and help with the contraction and the relaxation of muscles in our heart, then yes, we do contribute to the health of the church in one way or the other. And so you are not irrelevant. You are very relevant. And so you ask yourself and you say, what am I good for anymore? You are good for many things. And so you can help build up the church of Christ. You can help build up your brothers and sisters. We add flavor, we preserve, we enhance. When we live as children of God, we preserve goodness in the world. Our very presence adds flavor to the world. So that can be a little tasteless sometimes. But your presence is the flavor that the world needs. There's so many things happening now. We hear about Ukraine, and all that is going on there. We hear about Nigeria, and all the killings and the bombings that is going on there. We hear about, even here in the United States, all the killings that is going on everywhere. But there are people like you and like me who are salt of the earth. We add salt to society. And so we add something to society that the society lacks. And that is Christ. And that is the Holy Spirit of God. If we, like Elijah and the widow, can trust that our needs will be met by God. If we, like the apostles, will have the courage, knowing that God and His Holy Spirit is giving us the strength, then we will never lose our flavor. We will never lose our zeal to preserve goodness and love.